So if you do it right, you capture yourself some buy and holds. Well, then what's going to happen is your depreciation will wipe out your income, including those wholesale deals, the flips, the retails, and you won't have to pay any income tax on it.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today's topic is pretty fascinating. You might be impressed with something you're going to learn on this one. I would encourage you to please get a notebook and a couple of sharp crayons or ink pens to jot these numbers down, because it may open your eyes to a whole new side of real estate investing. So today's topic is flipping versus buy and hold. Now, flipping includes wholesaling and it includes buy, fix up, and retail, all of that. Buy and hold includes short-term rentals, single-family homes, single-family rentals, multifamily, and commercial rentals. So I've got a short story to help you grasp what I'm trying to share with you in today's episode. And my good friend and my accountability partner way back in the days was Jay Long. And this has to do with a single-family house that he'd purchased on a street called Ratcliffe. Now, before we get into this, I want you to take notes and understand how income tax works, okay? And for federal income tax, let's say that you're in the 28% income tax bracket. Yeah, it's going to go up, okay? It's going to be more than that. And if you're in the 28% federal income tax bracket, and if you're self-employed, you got to pay FICA, Social Security. That's 15.5%, okay? And if you've got a W-2 job, well, then your employer is going to pay half of that. Right. And in my state, we have income tax, state income tax is 6%. So that totals 49.5% total income tax. Pretty ugly, isn't it? Now, remember, if you've got a job with a W-2, well, then that's only going to be 42.25% in income tax based on the federal income tax rate of 28%. All right. So jot that down, set it to the side. Now let's get into the actual deal where Jay came to me and he says, I'm not sure if I'll wholesale this one or just fix it up and retail it, or should I hang on to it and make it a rental? Now, Jay's track record was he worked for a couple of big investors in our local town, and he was their bird dog. And he had literally wholesaled hundreds, if not 1,000 single family homes to them. And so he was used to doing this wholesaling thing, and he liked doing the buy, fix up, and sell retail because it generated chunks of cash. So here we go. He bought this house, this 3-bedroom single family house, and the ARV on it's $115,000. Okay. So after repaired value, market value, $115,000. And it's been a couple of years ago. And his purchase and rehab cost, so his purchase price plus all the money that he took to make it rent ready, okay, his total investment was $45,000. Okay, $45,000. Now, let's take a look if he were to flip it, which means fix it up and retail it. So some of the costs involved when you flip a house or retail a house, okay, for top dollar, commissions and closing costs is going to be about $10,000. Okay, so you're going to have the real estate agent's commissions, and then there's these things where the seller's expected to pay some of the buyer's closing costs and give them allowances and all this stuff, especially on a first-time homebuyer program. He's going to have 2 months of holding costs because it's going to take them, you know, you better be prepared for the worst, hope for the best. I mean, yeah, prepare for the worst, hope for the best. And so he's going to have 2 months of holding costs. That's going to be taxes, insurance, utilities, lawn service. That's another $2,000. And then he might net, okay, he might get $93,000 there after the closing cost. I mean, the commission's closing cost and his 2 month holding cost. Out of the 115, that leaves him with 93,000. Okay, now how much does he have invested in that property? 45,000. So 93 minus 45 equals a $48,000 gross profit. Okay. Gross profit, $48,000. Now here comes the taxes. Okay. His income tax at 49.5% comes up to be $23,760. Okay. $48,000 gross profit minus his income tax, $23,760. He has a real profit, $24,240. $24,240, and he no longer owns it. Okay, let's flip this over and do the other side. Let's do buy and hold. Okay, he's got the market value, the after repaired value is $115,000. Okay, he gets an 80% loan to value loan. That's a money borrowed. It's $92,000. Now he subtracts his $45,000 that he has total invested. Remember his purchase price and his fix up cost. He had a total dollars invested of $45,000. Well, that means not only does he get his $45,000 back because he's borrowing $92,000, but after he reimburses himself the $45,000, he has left over net cash of $47,000 in cash. Interesting. So let's run the numbers on rentals. I paused there so you can try to absorb this, but let's run the numbers on a rental. So let's say it rents for $1,000 and we're going to take off $400. Okay. 40% for taxes, insurance, repairs. And this includes a 10% management fee. Now in single family homes in my town, your overhead's 30% if you self-manage, but let's say you get it managed for you. So it's up at a 10%, that's $400. So $1,000 minus your overhead, your $400, that leaves you $600 a month, positive cash flow. $47,000 cash plus $600 a month, positive cash flow. So let's take a look at the loan terms. So the terms of the loan, it gets 30-year, 4% fixed. And that's what was available at the time. And his monthly payment, principal and interest, was $439.22. Okay. So now he's got his $600 minus his, $600 minus his $439. That equals $161 positive cash flow. Okay. I had to adjust my number there a minute. Okay. So results for buy and hold. He's got $47,000 in tax-free cash in his bank account. $47,000 tax-free cash. He's got $161 a month positive cash flow. And in today's market, guys, whoa, rents are going up. Remember, 15% just last year alone. And he gets a depreciation tax benefit of approximately $1,500 a year, which reduces his taxable income. That's a tax benefit, that thing, that seven-syllable word called depreciation. He's got zero income tax on it. He's borrowing that money. It's not profit, zero income tax. And then plus, in today's world, we've got massive, at least in the last 3 to 5 years, massive appreciation in today's market. And that all happens with buy and hold. So interesting. So let's take a look at the flipping side, the wholesale, the retail side. So gross profit is $48,000. And after income tax, you got $24,240. You get no tax benefit, no depreciation benefit. Okay, to lower your taxable income. You get no positive cash flow. You sold it. It's dead. You no longer own it. Okay, and to use our rich dad, poor dad author, what's his definition of an asset? Asset is because you own it, it puts money in your pocket. Interesting. So here's your bottom line. You can keep it, refinance it, get $47,000 cash, tax-free. You get cash flow, depreciation and appreciation, or you can sell it, cash out, and end up with $24,000. Just think of this. So you're going to say, oh, but he's borrowing all that money on there. All right. Yeah, that's true. But you know what? Take a look. Look at what would his total dollars. He bought this house and fixed it up, making it rent ready for a total investment of $45,000. So not only did he get his $45,000 back, okay, he's got $47,000 that he put in his bank account. He could go do that again and have two houses. Okay. He could repeat that very same thing and he could have two houses that are generating that with no house payment on the second house. So I guess the topic or the method to the madness here, the lesson learned is I've always been a buy and hold guy. Okay. So focus on buy and hold because that's where you really, truly build your wealth. Now, you can wholesale, you can buy, fix up, and retail if you need to generate chunks of cash, okay, to help you get there faster on your buy and holds. But remember, when you do your buy and holds, this thing called depreciation, that thing is wonderful. It is lovely. And so if you do it right and you capture yourself some buy and holds, well, then what's going to happen is your depreciation will wipe out your income, including those wholesale deals, the flips, the retails, and you won't have to pay any income tax on it. So that's pretty cool. So as always, I need your help, please. If you like what you're learning here, click the follow button or the subscribe button. You'll find it somewhere. And buy my number one bestseller book, Landlording on Autopilot book. You can find it on Amazon and sign up for our free Power Lunch Investor trainings every Tuesday at noon at MikeButler.com and spread this around, forward it, share it to everybody, all your fellow investors and everything. And we'll see you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to MikeButler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.